Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
This is what makes me go to the next level with you. Sit your butt down. This is the Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
Are y'all ready? I don't think y'all ready.
We ain't ready, girl.
I'm ready.
We ain't ready. Hopefully y'all are ready out there. You guys are watching and listening to the Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV Network. So in today's episode, we will be talking all things Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta. We're going to talk about Brad and how she talks about her money issues. Of course, we have Deb putting out fires for Brandon. And Bow Wow talks to Uncle Snoop. We have a new special segment tonight. Guess Who Said It, fan shout out, and so much more. But before we get into tonight's episode, let's introduce the panel here. I'm back, Howard the Third. Nice to be seen. Woo. Nice to be heard.
Hi.
Yes.
Welcome back. Thank you.
Next to me is Miss Conversation Peace.
Hello, everyone. How you doing?
Yeah.
I'm going to get you something to talk about.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And she's going to be leading our special segment tonight. So tune in and wait for that one. And on the end, we have Byron K.
What up, y'all? Byron K. We here.
What's going on? Byron K. held it down last week as the lead host and did a wonderful job. It was just Miss Conversation Piece and Byron K. So if you guys missed last week's episode of our after show, go and check it out. Definitely. So let's get into it. Episode 5, Season 3, So Triggered. Overall thoughts. It was kind of juicy. We saw everything, how people were coming for Brandon. We saw Brad and her money issues. I mean, it was a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a lot to talk about. Very exciting. I loved it. I was tuned in the whole time. It was good to see Lisa Ray and the Brad because I know that they're sisters, but I rarely see them together. And this was good to see their dynamic. And it was, we'll get into it later, but it was just funny to see that Lisa was more gangster than the Brat.
Right?
So we can only imagine who she'll hit with a bottle, okay?
It's real life out here. I really feel like this was a build-up episode. Like, they really was just, like, getting the pot hot real quick before it boils over throughout the rest of the season. So I'm just ready to see all the smoke that's going to happen.
Exactly. I mean, it's a good one. It's just crazy to see everybody coming for Brandon. I mean, I wanted to know exactly what he did because clearly everybody is very mad for different things. So I'm just trying to figure out what's the main thing. Is it him lying and saying he's Miss Dead's son? Is him being the firefighter? Like, what is it? I need to know.
I think it is the fact that he is what they were saying at Deb's party. We'll get into later, but that he kind of uses the people to get ahead and goes behind their back and does little sneaky stuff. So I think that and lying on top of that. So I think that's what it is.
Don't be a liar.
Don't be a liar.
Nobody can trust you.
Like I said last week, please, please, please be truthful.
That's all we need.
So easy. So easy to do.
So let's get into it here. So the Brat, here she is. She shows up here at JD's party that he threw, a skate party. And somebody else who she knows from a long time from the industry is T-Boz. So they're, you know, chopping it up, step to the side. And Brat talks about her money issues and how she had to file bankruptcy. Pretty much, you know, asking T-Boss her thoughts because TLC filed for bankruptcy. So it's kind of just a whole known thing. And T-Boss was just like, you know, it's weird that when we file for bankruptcy, it's one thing. And the media likes to say, oh, we broke. But when somebody of a different color does it, then it's, oh, they're just rearranging their money. Mm-hmm. Which when she said that, I really like felt that.
I felt it, but at the same time, they were broke. They only had RAV4s when they were a group. Like even before the money went bankrupt. Remember, did y'all watch the movie?
I watched the movie.
They had 3 RAV4s, so that's not a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they were that only getting pennies. Though.
They had multiple RAV4s. Shoot, Toyota's last, y'all.
They will. That was my first car. I love Toyotas. Nothing wrong with it, but I'm just saying, you have to be, as an artist, you gotta know to make smart decisions. Like, these incarcerations they just cause more damage than good. Because if you look at someone like ASAP Rocky, he's in jail in Sweden right now. Right. And now he's facing 6 years. So just imagine what that's going to do to his career.
I didn't even know
Brett that. Only did 2 years. Remy did so many years. So it's just like, you guys have to utilize your security.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And versus like trying to handle it yourself. I know you gangsta. I know you hard, but you got to just fall back.
Exactly.
I know that was a lot. That's not bankruptcy, but still that led to the bankruptcy.
Basically, being hard to get you some hard time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it gets you in hard times where you can't pay your bills and go bankrupt.
Bars.
Exactly. If Brat would have, I bet you she's kicking herself in the butt. Like, if I would have made a better decision and let security handle this and not beat the girl up, maybe I wouldn't have to owe all this money. But...
You sound like Lisa right now, her big sister.
Call me Howard Ray. That's it.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so Brat talks about her money issues, and then she's still having problems with this. So then she does go meet her sister, Lisa Ray, and I really would have loved to be in their house growing up, because it seems like they fight, and when they fight, they fight. But when they don't, like, they cool. But tonight's episode, I said Lisa Ray is about it.
Oh, yes. I knew she was about it, because I've met her and I've interviewed her, and I was just like, hey, Lisa. She was like, no, honey, it's Lisa Ray, okay? She put me in check right there. I was like, okay, let's start over. Lisa Ray,
it's wild, because she's so pretty. So, like, just looking at her, you wouldn't think that she would be that much of a G deep down, but she really is.
But you know what? The bread is pretty. She just... I guess
but she depicts, like, she looks like she a G though. But Lisa Ray, she look all like sweet.
Why? Because she wear baggy clothes.
Yep.
Did you see the video, like, back in the day? I don't know how old you are. When
I
she had the little bikini on.
I sure
she
did.
Got it now.
Yes,
she got it.
She
don't
sure
play
do.
With the brat.
She sure do. She sure do. I'm not saying that she don't, but I'm saying the way that she presents herself, you can be like, oh yeah, she look like she kind of hard. But Lisa Ray, she don't look like that, but she is that too.
Right. Yeah. She said, let me take off these black pants, get into my all white, and I'm going to let you have it.
Mid sentence too. And like, she wouldn't let Brat leave either. She was like, man, go sit your butt down. And Brat's like, and then she turned in when it sat down, too.
She sure did. Lisa Ray was like, I'm going to pour out this liquor. I'm going to pour out our bottle. We're going to talk
about
this.
Wait, we don't
this.
Pour out good liquor.
Okay.
Especially good champagne. I was sad liquor. About that. I'm like, ooh, she's going to let her have a drink now.
She said, Lisa? You a boss. You can replace it.
Exactly. But I'm like, she can't, Lisa.
That's why she's here.
She can't replace it. She ain't got the dollars.
Lisa, like, don't be calling me, asking me to borrow no money.
Mm-hmm. Going about your life.
Nah, but I do love how, like, just Brat talking about it. She takes responsibility, so she's like, I did hit the girl, so I will pay. I'm gonna take care of whatever she needs. Like, right. I mean, the $6 million is excessive,
yeah,
but like, at least taking care of old girl, make sure she cool, like, that's kind of dope.
Mm-hmm.
yeah But do you feel like she wasn't trying to listen to Lisa? Like, she was basically telling her, I have this deal, it was 7 years in the making, but it happened and manifest because of my vision board. Mm-hmm. And yet the brat didn't want to hear it. So do you feel like she's being that bratty little sister, or do you feel like Lisa wasn't listening?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think Lisa was listening. I think she was trying to help in the best way she could, because she can't really get involved in Brat's case. So she can't, like, physically be there to help, but she can give her just mental cues and options and things. And I think that Brat, she understood it, but it wasn't tangible enough for her. You know what I'm saying? She needed, like, tangible actions to take. The vision board is, like, it seems so passive. Like, I can create this vision board, but it won't make my problems go away. Like, it's not tangibly doing anything. But I think what Lisa's trying to do was give her more of a mental viewpoint first. So, like, first get it in your mind. Like, change your mindset, pretty much. Elevate your mindset. And then, like, the natural is gonna follow along. So I think she was trying to go from, like, working inwardly out,
right,
instead of vice versa.
And Brat just wasn't feeling it. I think Brat just wanted her sister. She's like, just be here, just really pretty much comfort me instead of telling me to write a board. Like, I'm mad and you telling me to go put some stuff on a board.
That reminds me of one of those memes that's been going around lately, where it's like, some friends, like, it's good to know. All right, so it was something like, when a friend or a loved one approaches you, always just, it's smart to ask, like, okay, so do you actually want advice, or do you just want me to listen so you can vent and get it out?
Right.
So I think in that moment, the brat just needed to vent and get it out. She didn't necessarily need the advice. Maybe she can come back for the advice, or
exactly,
maybe she could get the advice later, but right now she just needs to get it out to somebody who she loves, who she trusts, who she grew up with, and who she looks at as, I guess, somewhat as a mentor as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree.
She didn't need all that tough love. Brad's like, we're not kids. I'm grown. And I kind of understand, you know, being the baby, I guess it's different. But when your older sibling is talking, you feel like your older sibling is talking down to you. So I understood Brad when she was saying that.
I didn't see her talking down to her. I saw her giving good advice. Like, I have a vision board. So I didn't look at it like it was something negative. Like, I don't know what she want her to say besides, I got a check for you. Right. I don't know what you want me to do.
Right. But, I mean, hopefully Brad gets it together. She's still trying to get her money together. She's still trying to get this boot camp together. She's still mad at Deb, just inviting any and everybody, Drea, to the boot camp. So hopefully we figure all that stuff out. But one thing we don't need to figure out is the love that you guys have for us here at AfterBuzz TV. Byron, let them know how much we love them.
First of all, we love you so much because y'all love us so much. And it starts with y'all. Without y'all, there would be no us. So in order for there to continue to be us, we ask that you just do a few simple things. First of all, please subscribe on YouTube. Give us a thumbs up. Most importantly, leave a comment. We read those. We love those. We appreciate those. Also, give us a 5-star rating. We're on iTunes. We're on Spotify as well. 5 stars, nothing less. And please, like I said, leave a comment. We read those. So thank y'all so much and keep supporting. And we're going to keep bringing that fire.
Yeah, yes. Subscribe too. All of that good stuff.
All that great stuff. So let's talk about Deb and how she's putting out all these fires for Brandon.
Who is the firefighter now?
Which one's supposed to be doing a fire school? Who is it? Brandon talked about he's going to firefighter school. He's going to be running up there. You know, we saw him conditioning, getting in shape. But everybody in Brandon's team is saying, that's a lie. Don't believe it, Miss Deb. Like, even when they, at a event that Andrea, Drea threw for Miss Deb's birthday party, everybody was going in. Tammy, Drea, who was just an outsider looking in, and Ayana.
Do you think it was because of his size or due to the fact of his past transgressions?
All of it. Every bit.
Why can't a big boy be a firefighter? Because you ain't got to run like a police officer. You got to run after people and stuff. Firefighter, you just hold the hose or drive the
gotta
truck.
You got to get dressed in 1 minute. You got to slide down the pole.
It's not hard to get dressed.
And they have those heavy
suits. He could just be the truck driver.
No. You still got to slide down that pole.
You still got to learn everything. Because what if everybody else is down on the floor and it's like, okay, we need the truck driver. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't do the school. I'm just here to drive.
I just got the license.
Exactly. No, we need you. No, I got to go. I'll drive you back.
That hose is dirty. Nah, bro. That's just not it.
No, so are we not buying it? Do we really think Brandon is in firefighter school?
I just have a question. If they don't think that he's a firefighter, like, if they know that he's not a firefighter, what do they know? Like, I think that the truth that they're talking about, I think they know it, but they're kind of dragging it, so maybe they can just hit us with it. But obviously, like, if Waka feels a certain way, Ayana, Shania, everybody around him is feeling some type of way, then they know something, obviously.
He gotta be making some money somehow. Like,
he said he does artist development, too.
Not with them jean shorts. Not at all, bruh. Not at all. Not with them.
So, how is he getting money? I mean, growing up hip-hop, you think he's just getting money?
He's getting a check from that, for sure. But he said he does artist development. And
so, is he a pathological liar? Because I don't believe him, but it's like you're making up lies that don't even matter. Like, you know how you lie to get out of something, or your woman caught you cheating or something? Then you're going to lie, right? But you just making up lies for no reason.
Well, like you said, he just wants to feel, like, loyal and respected and everything. But it's like, you can do all that without trying to risk your life. And
exactly.
Not even risk your life. Even if you just be a genuine good person, like how they celebrated Deb.
That ain't good enough.
You don't. That ain't good for him?
No, that's not good enough for him. He don't want to live in his brother's shadow.
His play brother. Because Waka let it be known, he ain't no brother of mine.
We all had a play cousin, I'm sure, growing
exactly.
up.
So what I was thinking is, like, I wonder if Brandon actually tricked production, too. Because last season, it showed up as Deb's son.
Yes.
And then this season, now they're talking about it. And now the production is like, Deb's, guy's son?
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe he tricked. Maybe that's
no.
How he got
I don't
on
think
the show.
He tricked. I think it was not coming to a head until, you know, later on in the season, because Deb has always embraced him. She allowed him to utilize her name and her family's name.
She embraced everybody. They don't become her kids though.
But I'm saying for him. So I don't think she was opposed to it until it was exposed mm-hmm. that he was doing all these things.
Yes.
And now I feel like she's kind of like, leery. Nobody's feeling him. Let's. Exactly. And she kicked him out for a minute. So it's like now we know he's on a rocky road right now.
And I'm wondering if Waka and Tammy wouldn't have come forward and said, like, you know, stop saying he's your son. Would she even correct everybody? Because she did have the whole world thinking this was her son. I thought this was Waka's brother.
I did too. I thought that, you know, I wouldn't mind adopting. So I don't see anything wrong with adopting or taking someone in.
Me neither.
That, doesn't have family. But the things that he's doing, he's mm-hmm. causing a ruckus in the family. So now you coming in causing drama. We already got our family drama. We already had a family member pass away. You're sleeping in his room. Yeah. You got to go. Good day.
Yeah.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. No, you gotta go.
And clearly it was something serious. Because even Tammy is like, I didn't say anything for the past few years because maybe it wasn't my business. But now she's speaking up about it.
She says she's never even had a conversation with him. So that shows you how close he isn't with the rest of the family.
But he had Ayanna thinking that he was closer to Tammy than he is. I mean, than Ayanna is, though. That's which is true. Crazy. And then Tammy was just like... Yeah. Like, she was, like, dumbfounded by it, and she was disappointed.
That's why I say he's a pathological liar.
Has to be. And Tammy said she didn't even... I got confused, because Tammy said she didn't invite him to the wedding, but then...
He showed
Deb
up.
Deb said, you did invite him, because you said, oh, yeah, you can come. Yeah, but she said, I didn't give you an actual invitation.
Okay, invitation, that's inviting yourself. So when you get invited, someone mm-hmm. comes to you and say, hey, you're invited, or they send you something in the mail. If you say, hey, I want to come to this, you invite yourself.
That's true. But what if the person says, like, yeah, you can come for sure?
That's still inviting yourself, because who wants to be mean and be like, no?
No, yeah.
Oh, true. That sounds like infiltration as opposed to invitation.
Hello. Okay, put it on a t-shirt.
You know how we do? Bars.
Invitation is going to infiltrate. You know, but go ahead. I'm going to get me a t-shirt.
Right.
I'm excited to see what this is going to, like, how this is going to come about, because...
Well, next apparently season, people are going to cry. People are going to cry.
Next season, next episode, Waka putting them hands on them. Oh, we're going to talk about that prediction.
Because that's going to be good. And then,
the pause will be laid.
Oh my god!
There will be a laying of pause.
Thank you, Byron. Also, at the event, we saw a little bit more of Buku and how she's just really getting in tune her music. I'm interested to see the rest of her story and how she's going to try to come out of not even her dad's shadow, but her mom's shadow, too. Because, you know, Drea is this well-known choreographer, dancer. So I'm interested in this whole little
patch. With a big personality, too.
Yes.
Very true. And Boku's very shy, it seems like.
Yeah, I loved hearing her talk more and just seeing a little more of her personality.
Mm-hmm.
She seems very sweet. She seems like she's very determined. And, you know, prior episode, she looked like, you know, just broken down and crying and just going through it. So I just want to see her blossom. And, you know, we're going to talk about her dad later in news and gossip. But we just hope that doesn't bring her back down again. Because this up and down is what's going on in the media is horrible.
Yeah, it sure is. And then all the hate she's getting online.
She didn't do it.
It's too much for
her. It's crazy that she say that people either don't know who she is or they only know her for that. Like, there's no in-between for her. So hopefully this is something that'll give her some momentum, like the right type. And when she gets that momentum, just hold on to that and just keep on pushing it to the top. Like, don't even get worried about what's on the ground level, what's being said about you on the ground floor.
Yeah, because people are saying basically that her mom wants attention and it just wants checks and wants to, as soon as something happens with R. Kelly, she's the first one to do an interview. But I feel like I'm the type of person that I don't feel like you have to clear things up all the time. But when you are so, misunderstood, sometimes mm-hmm. you have to just put it out there. And I'm glad that they're using this platform to get their side out.
I'm mm-hmm. glad you said platform, because now I'm starting to look at this whole thing differently. As this week, I'm starting to look at the whole situation different. Because you remember last week I said, do you think that this is something that she wants to talk about, or do you think that they're kind of exploiting her for the situation?
You mean her mom?
Yeah, Drea. Oh, Drea, my bad. So I think it's a combination of both, but I'm more so on Drea's side now just for the fact that what's happening is they're not really being taken care of properly by him. Mm-hmm. So it's like they have to fend for themselves. So what I think she sees is a window right now, a window of opportunity to create her own platform. Right. Even if this isn't like the best way or the most healthy way to do it, it's like, this is my window. I can make the most of this. I can hopefully use this to like pivot into something else that I actually can take care of my family. Since he can't do it, maybe all of this can lead me somewhere that can.
But you know what's interesting? Even some of the cast members are judging them. You know what I mean? Like even when the brat said, I think it's going to be on another episode too. She was like, I wouldn't work with you. Look at you.
Right.
And I'm like, but she's a choreographer. Don't they wear like little clothes?
Yeah.
And she has a nice body. So I don't know. Yeah, she's getting judged by everyone.
Everyone.
And the only thing I guess she can do is just put her truth out.
And I hope she just tells her truth and gets it over with because, you know, she needs to move on and grow from this. I think it's very tough. Hopefully the child support will help too because that's a lot of money.
I just hope she got an LLC right now. Like, I hope she really has an LLC right now so that, like, even after this whole wave is done, she still has something that's being built. So, like, if you don't have an LLC, please create an LLC right now and start banking off of this any way you can.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think Buku said she's going to pursue the songwriting. And I think that's a good way to get things out because I feel like when you go through a lot, you can put that in a song and everybody will feel it, like, heartbreak. It makes a great song. So just imagine what she's going through and holding inside. And then she has the genes of her daddy. Even though her daddy's doing the devil's work, she got something good out of it. Some talent. So
she sure did. I'm interested. I'm gonna try her music. She said she has like 4 or 5 songs out, a little EP. So, you know, let me see what Buku's working with, girl.
Yeah, she's so excited to work for Tammy. Well, work with Tammy.
I know. I can see that happening. Mm-hmm. I want her to sing on a track with Tammy, but I kind of want her to write for Tammy.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like the song would just be amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Tammy, work that out, girl. Definitely work that out. And then another thing that needs to be worked out is Bow Wow. So Bow Wow's still trying to figure out his whole life in just one split second.
in 1 second, though.
And while figuring out his life, he talks to Uncle Snoop. I wish I had an Uncle Snoop in my life.
I can't believe they didn't smoke weed.
Okay, maybe he didn't want to show it, though.
Oh, he smoked weed all the time.
Okay.
They probably did right after the cameras. You know, Snoop is more polished now.
Oh,
is he? Okay. Oh, because he with Martha? Hanging out with Martha Stewart?
Oh, no, man. He's just doing it different now.
Mm, all right. Well, all right, Uncle. But, so they played a little bit of basketball, and pretty much Snoop was just telling Bow Wow, like, you need to calm down. You need to get it through your head that you can't be wilding out like the way you are. You can't be talking to females the way you are. And he just needs to be happy. Snoop said when he was actually happy, everything started changing for him. He was getting mad at fans who were just asking him for a picture. And now he's like, hey, everybody does take a picture. So Bow Wow needs to get in that mindset, which I can agree more because, you know, he's just going through it.
Snoop was spitting the truth. He definitely gave great advice. Mm-hmm. I wish I had an uncle like that.
Right?
Uncle Snoop. He could smoke weed and get advice.
And probably a 10-piece because I know Snoop be eating chicken wings.
I'm a vegan.
You a vegan?
I'm vegetarian.
Go ahead, girl. You know what? Go ahead. I'm going to try it one day. I'm going to do. I am. But, so this episode's very juicy. Very... Ooh, sorry. I was just thinking about Jermaine Dupri's daughter, Shania, who...
Oh, yeah.
I want to say congratulations. She's about to graduate. I don't know. Maybe it's this year. She said it would be next year, but, you know, they filmed this a year in advance. So, if she did graduate, congratulations, girl, from college.
Mm-hmm. She's on her way. Well, we know either way she's going to graduate because she's super smart. She's super advanced. So, congrats, girl.
Maybe that's why we haven't seen her as much in the season because...
She's working like, hard. It's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's been grinding, hustling.
I wonder what she majored in, but...
I think something science.
Ooh.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, yeah, because she said she did have to take some type of test.
MCAT test.
She wasn't playing. These cameras was just for fun for her. This was just like an extra little bit of pocket money to help her with school.
True.
No, just really to get exposure to. Because, I mean, smart. She's good. Her dad is her dad. So she's why smart. Do I have... She don't got to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be grown up hip-hop.
She always seemed like so unbothered and just pleasant too. She don't ever seem too mad or too hot like on the show.
She really does.
Yeah. She's just like what Snoop told Bow Wow to be happy. She's good. You know, don't let it bother you.
Everything is just an add-on for her. It's like, it's not like, I need this show. I need this fame. I need this exposure. She's like, it'll come to me. My degree, I'm
It's called not being thirsty.
Okay.
Ooh, yep. She is not parched.
It's called staying hydrated, okay?
H2O.
Yes. Drink your water and mind your business.
That's how you get clear skin. So, anything else that you guys wanted to touch on? I might have missed or anything here?
Let's see.
I just want to say, Deb is one of my favorite people, man. She's dope.
I know. Can you adopt me, Deb, since you're kicking Brandon to the curb? I'm a good person. I won't lie to you.
Yes. Come on,
adopt
Deb.
Me.
She be dressing, too. She came in with the whole, like, what was that? What kind of print was that? Was that a black and white leopard print or something?
Oh, her birthday?
With the gray hair, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She lit.
She wasn't playing with nobody, but Deb don't be playing.
Mm-hmm. She said she came to give y'all fashion.
Oh, everybody was looking cute. They had the Chanel earrings on.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was looking fly.
It was cute.
All that melanin in one room.
Glistening. All right, guys. So let's go into our new little special segment that we have called Guess Who Said It.
Yes, you guys, I am ready to let you know the cast members with the most to say.
Ooh, okay.
These are quotes from the cast. You have to let me know who said it. And the first person to say it wins.
Okay. What if I get it wrong the first time? Can I still guess again? Or am I eliminated?
You get one try.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
All right. She acts like she doesn't love the attention, but she loves it.
Tammy said that about Deb.
Yes! Point for my guy right here.
He a cheater.
All right. You got the preschool version of it.
I felt like it was me.
It was you.
Was it Drea? Did she say
no? Nope. Get out of here, bruh.
You know what?
Get out of here. I want to say it was Shania. She was talking about Brandon.
Oh, yeah.
But she was talking to...
No, she was talking to Brandon.
She was talking to Brandon. Okay, she
was talking to Because he was saying that he was a firefighter. She was going to save cats.
The cats.
So, she was like, yes, you got the preschool version.
Yep, her and Brandon.
All right, let's snap back into reality.
2 points.
He got 2 points, y'all. Let's snap back into reality. That's the next quote.
Oh.
That was Waka after he said, let's snap back into the hood.
He was talking about
Let me give him an honorable mention. Okay, let me give you one that was easy.
Please.
Easy.
You still got... Nah, you got to compete.
You a boss. You can buy another bottle.
Oh, I know. Uh-uh.
You better say it.
Lisa Ray.
Okay.
Lisa Ray.
I was about to say, if you don't get this one...
I got that one. You know what? Byron's a cheater, everybody. You know, he was closer to the paper. So he was definitely looking.
I was
looking.
Hiding it from
you.
I'm
well, thank you so much for tuning in to Guess Who Said It next week. Make sure you pay attention because you can participate right in the live chat with us.
All right, everybody. And speaking of the live chat, let's do a little fan shout out.
Hey.
We love y'all out there. We want to read some of your comments that you leave for us. So, Byron.
Yes. We appreciate y'all. So the, oh my gosh, it's small. All right. So I definitely want to give a special mention to Rakita Dobie. I meant to shout you out last week, but I forgot. It was my fault. So I'm going to shout you out twice this week. All right. So I'm going to read a couple comments. So I haven't watched the episode yet, which you probably have because it's been a few days now. We sure you watched it now. But my friend said Bow Wow is not capital, not growing up on this show we call Growing Up Hip Hop.
Ooh, shady boots.
I totally agree because that's what everybody is saying. You need to grow
Even
up.
Even Snoop,
that's
yes.
That's what the Brad is saying. Yeah. That's what Deb is saying. That's what his mom is saying. That's what Snoop is saying. Everybody is saying you need to grow up. Even he's saying I need to grow up. But when are you going to grow up, bro?
You got to stop looking at these girls' booties when they walk out the room.
You can still be growing and look at booties, though. All right, so the second comment she left was about a Mrs. Mary J. Blige. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, Mary J. Blige always performed with shades on.
Exactly. Remember, we were talking about Remarkable and her shades, and they didn't like that. But right. I feel like a lot of rappers and artists do.
She ain't Mary.
All right.
Right. I mean, that's true. Mary did have to work her way up to that, I think.
That's all I'm saying. Just because you knew. Like, once you a legend, you can do what you want to do. We don't care. But, like, when you trying to hit that first stride, it's like, we need to see you. Like,
we got
to
see you in your eyes. Yeah, well, Aaliyah wore sunglasses.
That's true. I was just about to say that.
And the swoop over her eye.
She was Aaliyah.
Slick Rick had the eye patch.
He was Slick Rick. You were naming these legends.
Not Slick Rick had the eye patch. I can't. I cannot.
And all you need is one eye anyways.
Oh, my God.
He didn't have 20-20 vision. He had 20 vision.
Good night.
We shady on this show, ain't we?
Good That's y'all. I just be spitting facts.
Uh-huh. Well, Lord. Well, let's get into some other facts spitting with news and gossip.
Breaking news. There's a lot going on.
Oh, okay. So for the first one, Growing Up Hip Hop New York is finally coming. We gave you a tease about it throughout the season, last season, this season, and it is finally coming August. So next month, are you guys going to be tuning in? It's got Ja Rule, Charlie Baltimore, who we haven't seen in years, is making her way back. Fat Joe and his kids.
Ooh, this is going to be lit.
Right?
Charlie Baltimore and her daughter look just alike.
Really?
Yeah. She's like a spitting image of her mom.
Wow. And they're saying Angela and Little Mama is supposed to be on this season two.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Angela be making her rounds too.
Oh, yeah. She gonna be like the Stevie J of Growing Up Hip Hop.
She on the TV world tour right now.
Okay, she said that. I wonder if she's the one who came up with the whole she created.
She was. It was her and Romeo.
Oh, well, see, so she said you gonna get all of this,
right?
I'm gonna be everywhere. But yeah, so Growing Up Hip Hop New York is coming on next month. So set your TV or DVRs for that. And then another one is Jermaine Dupri, who has been in the press for saying crazy things. I know conversation piece and Byron talked about it last week, but this time he's on a positive note. He is doing his own little, I guess, a tribute to So Def. So they have that coming on right after Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta tonight. So make sure you guys tune into that. And then Jermaine also did a statement saying about his recent comments about females and rap business and female rappers. He said to TMZ that I think it's something that just has been brewing before I was, you know, asked the question. Jermaine also said I wasn't aware that it has been brewing. He also said that he noted Cardi B's response to his claim. Further proof, he only added fuel to the fire. He said Cardi started her message off basically saying, now that Jermaine has said it, I'm going to address it. That means to me, somebody else has already said it to her. Mm. So he's up here defending his comments.
Yeah, somebody said she couldn't rap. Plenty of people. Because she didn't write any of her stuff. So we'll get into that later. But yeah. That's a whole nother debate.
Tune into Jermaine's things. And then we have another tweet from Kayomi, who was recently, like a few weeks ago, was just going off on Twitter after she saw one of the episodes. And she started off, said, so damn hot, I can't even type. When I speak, I have receipts for everything. Don't play with me. Play with your effing children. Play in traffic, but don't play with me on you. I refuse to let him and his washed up family belittle me and trash my name just because their weak ass children / family members wanted to date me. I wish I could turn him down and kept it moving. Bet he won't tell y'all the police been called out more than one occasion and his family lied and covered for him that time. He beat me while I was pregnant, punched me in the stomach and all. Lost my baby and still covered for the weak A Negro.
Excuse me, why did you do all that?
And she has other things to say too. She was just tweeting. It was just too much to read.
So if you wish you would have turned him down, didn't get pregnant by him, he beat you, why did you stick around?
I don't know.
It took another beating to leave. Girl,
I guess
bye.
So.
Girl, bye. Playing. Let me get into my news and gossip, honey, because I found some interesting articles on Instagram. Deb was doing an interview and she was speaking highly of Nicki Minaj. Ooh. Speaking of female rappers, so we'll just get a little snippet of it. just play that right.
Set that bar hard. Right. Regardless of what people say, her, you know, when people talk about, oh, she's so nasty, she's so this, but y'all think about, y'all ragged that girl. You ragged her. And she paid a lot of homage to a lot of people. I'm a lot of people, but I'm not a hater to women.
Right.
That I'm not, and I'm not going to stand for that, period. We do no hating, but she paid a lot of homage. How much homage she, people wanted her to pay, I don't know.
Right.
But she did pay a lot of homage.
Right, it's like she paid her dues, so she deserves it.
So, yeah, so right there, we're seeing Deb, who worked with Nicki Minaj in the beginning of her career. Mm-hmm. She's letting us know how hard Nicki worked, that she did show love to Kim and Remy and all these people who now have beef with her. And I don't know where it came from. I don't know how it switched. I don't know if it was just the competitive nature of things and the fact that Remy ended up going to jail. I don't know, but it's been brewing forever, and people been dragging her forever, but she still made it to the top. So that's a message for everyone out there. It doesn't matter how many people hate on you. Just keep doing you, and nobody can stop you. What God has for you is for you.
Okay? So you put out great music and great projects. People's going to listen anyways. That's why people like
Chris Not really. Brown, people, I wouldn't say that.
Man, I think
if it's the people that put out good stuff that don't get the notoriety.
If you put out classics, man, then it's just that's just what it is. If you put out classics, you're going to get the support, at least when it comes to your music.
True.
All right. Well, also in the news, we have R. Kelly. He was arrested while walking his dog recently again. And his girlfriends went to court to support him. So I have a photo of them supporting him in court.
Of course they
Let's
did.
Let's pull that photo up.
He should have just moved to Africa and just stayed there and been low-key. Like, why is he out here just doing the most? Like,
yeah.
Walking your dog is dangerous out in these streets when you are Kelly.
Yeah. I don't see the photo just yet, but just... If you're listening on iTunes, I'll just describe it. We have some busted wigs and turtlenecks in the summertime. I don't know what's going on, but it's definitely something going wrong with those ladies, because who is wearing a turtleneck in Chicago summer? It's the windy city, but it ain't windy today, okay? It's not fall yet. Oh, there we go. Honey, well, we need some got to be glue, and we need her to fix it. Fix the wig, honey.
Ooh, those ladies. They said they're not broke either. People keep saying, are you guys broke? Are you homeless? They said they're not broke. We're not homeless. We're staying at the Trump Hotel, and we're still supporting our man.
Yeah, when I saw that video, you know what caught my eye? That girl, Azriel, which is the young lady in the pink, if you are watching. If you're on iTunes, you can just Google Azriel Clary. But she kind of reminds me of Buku. She has that very soft-spoken voice. Mm. The wig, you know, the baby face. So it's so weird.
Yeah.
Thanks for making us think about it. Thank you.
I'm just saying.
We needed that.
Well, I don't know what to say to these ladies. I just hope that they wake up.
Yes.
Wake up, child.
You say they're in a sunken place right now?
Yep, basically.
Pretty much.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, come back, please.
Come on back. Y'all can't hear it, but you know, come on back. Well, now let's get into some predictions.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Ah, quick one. So we saw a little clip of what's to come the rest of the season, and I mean, it's gonna be fist blowing. I predict definitely Walker's gonna put his hands on Brandon.
Oh, it's yeah. just put gonna the happen. Paws on the kid.
He already said in this tonight's episode, if I get to him, it's over. You're gonna have to bomb me out.
They ain't even have enough security around, I don't think.
And Walker's too big. So even if you have five different security guards, Walker can still probably take them and then take Brandon. So they're definitely gotta be fighting.
I don't understand. Do Walker know who he playing with? Why he playing?
Only the Lord knows.
Well, my prediction is that these ladies are... Wait, let me see. What did I say? Oh, since we found out Brandon isn't the firefighter, we're going to find out what he's been really doing.
Oh.
So it's going to come out.
I'm excited for that.
And then audition. So Remarkable was saying she doesn't want to audition. Oh, I think she's going to finally listen. Somebody's going to speak something into her ear like, you going to not listen to the Brat and Deb? Like, are you serious? Mm-hmm. And she's going to do the audition.
Oh, okay.
That's dope.
All right.
I think that definitely Waka is going to attempt to do a laying of paws onto Brandon. So that's first and foremost. Mm-hmm. But secondly, I think that Bow Wow is going to see that the problem is really him, because he's going to keep running into the same situation in the same revolving door with these women who...
Bust his window?
Exactly. And they have their own issues, but I think it's going to make him realize, like, oh, I got my issues too, because what's making me attract these women, or what's making me go through these same motions, go through this same revolving door. So I think he's going to have a lot of, like, real ish that takes place that's going to really make him just stop finally, because as we can see, I think this talk with Snoop wasn't enough to stop him, and if Snoop can't stop you, who can?
Well, the one thing I can say, when she hit the car with the golf club, he didn't hit her, so he's in a, I guess he's not as angry as he was when he was with Kimani, because Kimani. I don't know. I can't say her name. Sorry.
It's time. I'm sorry.
What's her name?
Kiyomi.
Mm-hmm. He put his hands on her, but this girl, he kind of just let her beat the car.
Well, I mean, he was in front of a lot of people, too. Who knows
what they was by themselves? I still feel like if Bow Wow wanted to get free, Bow Wow got free and hit her if he wanted to. Let us know in the comments down below, what do you guys predict is going to happen the rest of this season? Because it's going to be a juicy one. If you're listening to us on iTunes, make sure you give us those 5 stars and leave those comments there, because we check that too. If you're on Spotify, hey, what's up? I think they're going to get a comment section. So until they do, leave a comment somewhere in there too. I'm one of your hosts here. You can follow me, Howard the Third, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. I also do another show on our sister channel, Black Hollywood Live, on Sundays at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, called Back to Reality. So check me out there. Miss Combo Peace.
You can follow me on Instagram at MISS Conversation Peace. You can also check me out on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Yes. Soon to be Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Hey. And you can catch me on Basketball Wise.
Hey. All of them.
So yeah, just check me out. Leave me a comment on my Instagram. Follow me. Like some pictures. Just do all that, honey.
Bang, bang. And it's Byron K. You can find me everywhere online at Hero from the 90s. You can also catch me on Sundays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the All That After Show. Yes, All That is back.
Yes. And we will see you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.